It's Full Metal Jackie. Very excited to say we've got Corrosion of Conformity's Pepper Keenan with us. How are you?
Aloha. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks so much for taking the time to be on the show. Appreciate it.
Of course. Excellent.
So we're here to talk about the new Corrosion of Conformity album, No Cross, No Crown. And it's an album in every sense of the word. It has interludes, connecting songs, and the album title itself recurs in the lyrics of different tracks. Why is that cohesiveness important?
That's a good question. I just like things to be kind of, I mean, making a record for us in general was a tall order, but we wanted, you know, I like big album things, you know. I like challenging ourselves and, you know, in terms of the music and lyrics, and, you know, I just like those kind of records. And we had the opportunity to do it with a label like Nuclear Blast. We took our time and kind of went for it, you know, over the top.
Full Metal Jackie Pepper Keenan of Corrosion of Conformity with us. The new CLC album is called No Cross, No Crown, and it's out now. Here's a tune from it, Wolf Named Crow. Full Metal Jackie, Corrosion of Conformity's Pepper Keenan with us tonight, talking about the new COC album, No Cross, No Crown, and it's described as sounding like vintage COC. What's constant about the way this band sounds, and why?
I think one of the big factors was is that I kind of felt like the COC chapter in my life wasn't over, and we kind of went backwards a little bit, and that with using John Custer, our longtime producer, and just a long for, like, the pattern of some of those, the records that we did, and enjoying those things. And we've gone on tour just to see if this would all work, and listening back to some of those records and then playing those songs live and kind of piecing it all together in our heads mentally, it just kind of started taking a life of its own. And then once we started tracking the new album, it really started to fill itself in, you know. And I think part of the thing with COC is we don't try to control the song so much. You know, if a song's going a certain direction, we have John Custer there, we can really push it in that direction without trying to control it. And I think that ends up for a very diversified but yet cohesive kind of record.
Pepper Keenan with us. Got to take a quick break. Still to come this hour, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. Also music from Pantera. Gonna check out new 36 Crazy Fists, and we'll have more with Pepper right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie Pepper Keenan with us on the show tonight. We're talking about the new COC album, which is called No Cross, No Crown, and it was recorded in just a few weeks, spread out over the course of about a year. How did that combination of spontaneity while taking your time affect the finished album?
It was mainly just a logistical thing sometimes, because we were all in different parts of the United States and all live in the same place anymore. But the idea of, you know, when I was a kid, sometimes you do a record or whatever, and your demo, you always hear people talking about the demos for this certain band, how it blew the record away. And so when we were making this record consciously, we kind of thought of it like that. Even though we were demoing these songs for the first time, we were recording them properly in a studio. Kind of like you were supposed to do it anyway, back in the old days, you know? So it was kind of an interesting way to approach it, but walking, stepping away from, you know, hitting it hard in the studio for 5 days and stepping away for 3 weeks and giving the time to breathe and reflect on the songs and listen and work on lyrics and melodies and all that kind of made a lot more sense instead of just trying to muscle all the way through it, you know.
Full Metal Jackie Pepper Keenan with us on the show tonight. We're talking about the new COC album, which is called No Cross, No Crown, and it's out now. Coming up, Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Also music from Metallica. We'll have Pepper pick music. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Corrosion of Conformity's Pepper Keenan with us tonight. You did some shows with Woody, Mike, and Reed. That turned into a lot of shows together, which has turned into this new album. What were your actual expectations when first decided to do those first few shows?
Well, we went to Europe and we, you know, didn't have anything. You know, just a couple of promoters agreed to put us in there, and the shows did really well. And they added more shows, and all of a sudden some festivals called, and then we got some tours with other bands, and I mean, it's like a year and a half, almost 2 years went by, which was an interesting thing to do for not having a record out in 14 years or whatever, 12 years, and no record label, you know, and it was just completely fan-based, and I thought that was a really positive thing. And once, you know, some labels kind of saw us and were snooping around, it kind of went from there. And, you know, like I said, nobody was trying to control anything. And you know, at this point in the game, you got to let things happen, you know. I'm a firm believer. I knew it would just happen without trying to push it too hard and create something that wasn't there.
Pepper Keenan of COC is my guest on the show tonight. The new Corrosion of Conformity album is called No Cross, No Crown, and it's out now. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also music from Mastodon, Megadeth. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Pepper Keenan on the show with us tonight, talking about the Corrosion of Conformity album we've been waiting for, called No Cross, No Crown. And the rest of the band had already regrouped and played for several years as a trio. Once you got involved, what made reconnecting easier for you? Musical compatibility or the way you get along as people?
A little bit of both, you know. I mean, we're all older and wiser a little bit, you know. And, yeah, it was just, I think that the idea of playing the songs were really the glue, you know. Once we started playing all the songs, it just kind of came back like riding a bicycle. So it just really kind of fell into place. It wasn't really that difficult.
Full Metal Jackie coming up next. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from Creator. And we'll have more with our guest, Pepper Keenan of Corrosion of Conformity. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Corrosion of Conformity's Pepper Keenan on the show with us tonight. And the years that you weren't playing with COC, you were playing guitar and down. How did that change you as a singer, not doing it night after night for several years?
It was you know, an interesting challenge. I mean, I've been singing, I mean, writing other songs and doing different stuff that people haven't heard, but I had to get my pipes back in shape for sure. And it was interesting. And I mean, I do vocal exercises anyway when on the road. But going out and playing live got it going again. And then getting in the studio was a fun thing, because I haven't really been behind a microphone singing in a long time. And once we started laying these songs out, and Custer was pretty impressed that the old boy still had it. We kind of had fun with it.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Pepper Keenan with us. The new Corrosion of Conformity album is called No Cross, No Crown, and it's out now. Pepper, tell us, what are your plans for this year?
We're going on tour with Black Label Society, and that goes for like 9 weeks or something, the U.S. and Canada. And we're just going to start steamrolling from there, I suppose, come what may.
Awesome. Well, have a blast on the tour. And Pepper, as always, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Still to come, music from Megadeth, Typo Negative, and more.